Rejoice. Again, I say to you, rejoice. As we celebrate this third Sunday in Advent, these are the words we hear. This Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice. The third candle is lit, the theme of joy. Father is rocking the rose vestments. We are in this mood. And still we may find ourselves saying, but Father, that's not where my heart is. We find ourselves in the midst of this world saying, I don't feel like rejoicing. In fact, in the midst of this world, it just becomes more and more busy. There's more and more to do. And so we find ourselves instead saying, I can't rejoice. I have so much work to do. There's so much pressure on my shoulders. You know, Christmas is still coming, and instead of being able to rejoice, I just can't. And we have to be reminded of why we are to rejoice. For that is why this Advent season was given to us. It was a parallel to Lent, and it was a later development. Really, it wasn't until the 9th and 10th century that really this was developed. To say, let's give it as that precursor, that mini-Lent, that leading up, because humanity needs it. That we need to be reminded to be joyful, to sit in our joy. Because there are many times that we just simply don't feel it. And that's okay. Because we're not joyful because the world is perfect. We're not joyful because our lives are perfect. Because they never will be. And if we find ourselves seeking that, we will find ourselves instead wanting to such a degree that we want to push away Jesus. We'll find ourselves saying, Lord, why am I not joyful? Why is my life not perfect? You said I should rejoice, but then I have all of these hardships. It's not fair, Lord. It's not supposed to be fair. We live in almost a hopeless world. We live in a world that we have to remain hopeful. St. James in our second reading says it's like the farmer who watches his crops and waits, who continues to see what is to come. It's not because this world is perfect. It's because the Lord is near. That's all we have to remember. If we remember that little fact that Jesus Christ is near to us, then we have more than enough reason to be joyful. I cannot tell you how many times in my life that I forget that. That I get lost in the work of this world, of this life. But I find myself overwhelmed, overdone, just ready to sort of give up. And then I come here. I come to Him. So many times you just come before the Lord, come into His presence and say, right, that's why we do what we do. It's not for me. It's for Thee. Brothers and sisters, when we lose hope, when we lose joy, when we find ourselves lost and overwhelmed, we have to return to Him. Say, Lord, you came into this world for me, and you will come again to make all things perfect. If I know that, if I truly believe in that, then I can't help but rejoice. I can't help but have joy in my heart. I will say, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ who came to this world because He loved me, who opened the gates of heaven for me by dying on the cross, and who promises to come again. How can I not help but say, amen, I love you, Lord Jesus. No, my life isn't perfect. No, it will never be perfect. And that's okay because I have hope. I have a promise. I have love. And I will rejoice. Today I come. my fault. You stand here with open arms and open hearts and you say, rejoice. For I will come again. Rejoice. Because I am with you. Rejoice. Because I will never leave you. And so we wait. We hope. We rejoice. Because we believe in this love. And we must never forget that. Amen.
Amen.